Hosea chapter 20. In the first five verses, we learn that the priest of Noah carry off the daughters of the Lamanites. And then in verses 6 through 11, we find that that upsets the Lamanites, and so they want to come to war against the people of Limhi, and they do. But the people of Limhi fight fiercely because they now have chosen the proper cause. And not only that, the Lord wants to preserve them because he doesn't want them to be utterly destroyed, because he is now beginning to hone them and prepare them. So therefore, they after the Lamanites come to battle, the people of Imhi are actually victorious. And, in verses 12 and 13, we see that they find the king of the Lamanites among the wounded. And so they ask the king to explain why he came to war, and he explains it. And Limhi wants to pacify the king by finding those who stole the daughters of the Lamanites. And at this time, this is where we finally get to the point that that someone begins to say, no, the problem isn't that people are stealing daughters and all these other physical things are going on. The problem is that we haven't turned to the Lord. Or as Gideon says in verse 21, don't you see that these are the prophecies of Abinadi that are coming forth? And the obvious conclusion is that therefore we need to turn to the Lord. And I think it's obvious here then that Limhi listens to Gideon. So therefore then they go and they explain this to the king, and notice now that the king's heart is softened, because now he doesn't demand the daughters. He believes their story about the priest, and so he goes out to the Lamanites, the new Lamanite army that was coming. This time the Lamanites really built a gigantic army, and they would have easily destroyed the people of Limhi. And they come forth, and the king of the Lamanites talks them into having compassion on the people of Limhi. Notice the word is compassion, meaning that the Lord softened their heart, and also the Lamanites still have some degree of goodness in them. And so therefore, after that, the people of Limhi therefore continue to be a tributary kingdom under the Lamanites. But the thing here is that we can see that the Lord is now going to begin to develop the people some more and more through these afflictions. And so a lot of afflictions are about to come upon them. And it's obvious that they knew that it wasn't just going to continue to be the 50% tributary state, that the Lamanites were going to continue to be angry and that they were going to be subjected to them more fiercely.